Okay, do you have this sefer that we photocopied called Shi'uri Rav? What page do you have? I just want to know.
I just have up to Reish Aleph.
Oh, you have up to Reish Aleph. Reish Beis you don't have?
Others might. I wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, okay. So let's take a look at Reish Aleph. So what do we have over here? We have a case where you have Iser and Heter, and this is going to be Simon Kufhei, Iser and Heter that are sitting next to each other. One of them is Cham, and the Marshal says that the one that's Cham is the Isur, and the Heter is Tzoner. And the question is, do we apply the principle of Tatoi Gavar, or do we simply say Kidei Klipa? In other words, at the point at which they have contact, that has to be removed. If it's Tatoi Gavar, then everything becomes us. So the Marshal says something amazing. He says that if one of these two pieces of meat is asur, then everything becomes asur. And that's against the Ramah. The Ramah says that we only apply the principle tatoi gavar if there's one going into the other, right? The bottom is cham, and it's on the bottom, and therefore there's a process of heating over here. We'll call it bishul. But munachim zal yadzeh, that's not bishul. So the Rav Soloveitchik in this recording reinterprets the halacha of Tatoi Gavar in order to justify the Marshal. What Tatoi Gavar means is that there's no cooling process here, that even though cold is going down onto hot, it's not cooling off the hot. And if that be the case, then what generates the Isur in Tatoi Gavar is the Isur Cham, right? The bottom piece is Cham, and that itself is enough to generate an Isur. The Ramah didn't understand that way. The Ramah understood that the Tatoi Gavar of the Isur Cham in the Tachton is going to heat up the Elyon. And now the Tzonen Heter, which is Elyon, became Cham. So now it's a case of Cham B'Cham. The Gemara says in Psochim, Cham L'Tok Cham, Divrei HaKol Osur. Nobody questions that creates an Isur.
But at the time that the Elyon is becoming Cham, the Tachton is becoming less Cham. And therefore it may be that they fall below the level.
Right. We're not talking about physics here, you know, or chemistry. What we're saying is that Tatoi Gavar is a principle, and how you define this, you know, you and I might say, well, it doesn't look this way, it doesn't sound this way, but the way he defines it, Alpi Halacha, it's as if a bishul process had taken place. And what's the goal of bishul? Is to heat something up that's cold. And this process is heating up the top. That's the Ramah. So the Ramah says that Tatoi Gavar, to generate an Isur, could only apply when there's an Elyon and a Tachton. Why? Because if there's an Elyon and a Tachton, the Tachton, according to Shmuel, is heating up the Elyon. Once you heat up the Elyon, that's called Bishul, and therefore it's also. But in the case of Munachim Zeh Eitzel Zeh, there's absolutely no process of heating up the Tzonen. If you can't heat up the Tzonen, then it's not Tatoi Gavar, and it's not Bishul. So the Ramah is Matir. Again, when I say the Ramah is Matir, I mean up until the point of Kidei Netila, because we have a principle which we're going to get to a little bit later, called Adam Makerle, is Bala Le Purta, right? There's going to be a little bit of Blia, that's a surface level of Blia, that's going to take place even in the case of Cham L'toch Tzonein, we'll see that. But certainly in the case of Tzonein L'toch Cham. But in this case, again, we're talking about Munachim Zal Yadzeh, there's no L'toch. And if there's no L'toch, all you can talk about, says the Ramah, is a certain surface level blia that takes place at the point of contact between the Iser Cham and the Tzonein and the Heter Tzonein. The Marshal says, in this very case where the Iser is Cham and it's contiguous on a plane, right, in a horizontal line, it's contiguous to a Heter Tzonein. In this case, the Marshal says that the Heter is also, that it's mamish considered tatoi govar. Everything is osur. Why? Because you have an iser cham. How does the marshal understand tatoi govar? If he's willing to apply it even to a case of munachim zal yadzeh, he must understand tatoi govar in a whole different way. Tatoi govar means that the iser cham, which is the tato, remains iser cham. Whenever you have a mixture of heter and the iser is cham, and it remains cham, that's called bishul, and everything is osur. So really, the language of tatoi gover is misleading. You know, we according to Marshal, tatoi gover sounds like he's saying, well, the tachton is cham and it's gover. No, that's not what he means. What he means is that tatoi govar, even though this heter tzonein coming in, the cham remains cham. The iser remains an iser cham. Once the iser remains an iser cham, now we can call this bishul. Lu yitzuyer, if we could have a chetimtza where the iser is cham and remains cham, even if they're not in a position of elyon and tachton, that would also be included under tatoi gover, and it would be considered as bishul, if only the cham remains cham. So the active agent here is the iser cham. But only if it's active, which means at least it's cham, it's holding its own, we'll say. But if we get through, there's a process by which the iser cham is cooling off, which would be, let's say, tatoi govar, if the iser cham was the elyon and the heter tzonin was the tachto, then tatoi govar would tell you that the elyon that's hot is now cooling off, so that's not called iser cham. But if the iser cham retains its own status, there's no force that is cooling it off, then in that case we're going to apply the principle of bishul, even though it's not elyon of a tachton. It's not your classic formation of tatoi gover. So again, the marshal is willing to take tatoi gover and break out of the mold and the restriction that we almost intuitively attach to tatoi gover, and that is that it's dafka tatoi, right? He says, no, don't be inhibited by the word tatoi. All that tatoi govar means is that it defends itself against the loy. The loy is the tzonein, which is desperately trying to cool off the tachto, which is cham, and will not succeed in doing so. Why? Because tatoi govar. But it doesn't mean that we've converted the elyon, which is the heter, and its tzonein, into cham. We don't need to do that.
Is it possible when he says...
Do you follow me? Again, I have to go over the last point again and again and again. Yeah. The Marshal's understanding is, don't think that tatoi govar means that you've created a process by which the elyon, which is heter tzonin, is going to heat up. Yes. Forget about all that. We don't have to get into that. That may or may not be true, but in reality, but it's not relevant to us. What's relevant to us is this considered bishul? And the answer to that question depends upon whether the cham, that's the iser cham, remains iser cham. If I can guarantee you, in any sort of, you know, any just, you know, any engineer, any sort of scenario that you can come up with, that the Issur remains Cham, then by virtue of the contact, in any direction between the Heter Sonen and the Issur Cham, it's Osur. That's called Bishul. A whole new definition of Bishul.
So what he's saying then is that
is there anything here I could borrow? I just
what's that?
You know, I wish we had a what do they call it? Noam Shabbat. You know,
Or is he just saying that Tatoy means not Eloi?
Here, thanks.
Just one.
Yeah, hot water is good too.
Isn't that what he?
No, one is fine.
Isn't that what he's saying?
If you want to eat a drop of cold water, just like you drink it, because I'm so...
He's just saying basically Tatoi means everything except Eloi.
Right. It's Kami Lafuki Eloi, right? Because Eloi is going to say that the top Sonen is cooling off the Cham.
Right.
And according to the Marshal, once you cool off the Cham, or you're involved in a process of cooling off the Cham, that's not Bishul.
Right.
Bishul means that the Cham retains its own.
The other Nakuda, what you were saying is basically that what you're saying is that when he says Tatoi is Gavar, what it means to say in a defensive position, it's successful.
Correct. And it retains its heat.
Right. It knocks
and the finish here is that that's considered Bishul. And the Nafkamina now is Munachim Zal Yad Zeh. Because in Munachim Yal Zeh, there's no interchange here. In other words, the Tzonein, thank you, is not cooling off the Cham. And the Cham is not heating up the Tzonein. So Ramah is going to say, if the Cham is not heating up the Tzonein, that's not Bishul, because Bishul requires Cham and Cham. Because according to the Ramah, the classic agenda or goal of Bishul is to heat up everything. If you haven't heated up everything, you can hardly call that Bishul. So that if not for Tatoi Govar, which means Govar, it means that it, the bottom Cham is heating up the Elyon that's Tzonen, that would not be Bishul. The whole point of Tatoi Govar is Govar, meaning the Chom of the Tatoi is Govar, and it heats up the Tzonen. Now we can talk about Bishul, says the Ramah. But if you haven't heated up the Tzonen, says the Ramah, that's not Bishul. Hence, Munachim Zal Yad Zeh could never be Asur, because the Cham has no impact on the Tzonen. They're sitting on a horizontal line. The Marshal, on the other hand, understood that even if they're sitting on a as we called it, a horizontal line, the issue here is whether or not the Cham remains Cham. In other words, all you need, according to the Marshal, to maintain Bishul is one fundamental, biological fact, and that is that the Cham, the Issur Cham, remains Cham. And you and I would have said, what do you mean it remains Cham? Why should it remain Cham? It's going to cool off. But the answer is, right now, as things have it, Bashar Sham, it's not involved in a cooling off process. And that's all I need to asser the Sonen and the Heter, midin Tatoi Gover. All I need is that there's no cooling off process of the Isur Kham. If the Isur Kham is not being cooled off, then it projects Bishul. It generates Bishul.
So they're not saying that it's a Klippa, and they're saying that the whole thing is us.
The whole thing is us. That's exactly what the Marshal said. Yesterday we saw the Shach quoting the Marshal, that everything is us. So let me just summarize the last point. Diladas haramah tzorech shneihem chamin kidei lesar. Bishul, by definition, requires that everything is heated up, which means that the heter tzonein has to be heated up. The mele imaisa v'heter munachim zeh etzel zeh ein ha-heter nesar. Why? Because the heter is not cham, even though it's sitting next to a piece of, let's say, nevela that's burning hot, right? It doesn't matter. It's just next to it, and therefore all you need is kedei netila on the point of contact. The Marshal sover sheyachol iser cham lesser seheter af im hatzonin hu heter. In other words, even if the heter remains tzonin and you haven't impacted on it to heat it up, this still is going to be an iser. The mele shaper yochel iser cham lesser es haheter bekulo af im heimunachim ze etzel ze. Again, because the goal here is that the iser cham remains cham. Once that goal is achieved, it will aser the tzonin, even though the heter is tzonin and remains tzonin.
That's a little hard.
Shaper yochel esro cham es a heter bekulo af imunochim ze etzel ze.
That seems a little. Even asvara, forget about physics, but asvara is saying that the ta'atah, which is the cham, is it remains cham, and even though it didn't do anything to the Elyona, that becomes usher because the bottom one remained cham.
The bottom one is Isma, right?
Yeah, right. So what's the svara? If you wanted to say it's bichdei klipa, I'll buy that. But to say that it's in fact it's all entire usher, just because the bottom one doesn't change any, is what's the svara? It didn't do anything positive. It's a shave al taisa.
If the bottom one didn't heat up the top one?
Yeah, didn't heat up the top one, but by definition, it's tatar's gavar.
Because again, the Marashal doesn't want to make it dependent upon, you know, what's on top and what's on bottom, are they next to each other, you know, all these lines. He doesn't believe that that's going to deter. He's looking for the oser, you know, what generates bishul haoser. So he puts his finger on the iser cham, and he's saying tatoi gavar tells you, don't tell me eloi gavar, meaning don't tell me that the eloi is cooling off the tatoi.
Yeah, that's how he understands. I can agree with that. Okay, so it's not cooling off the.
You can agree with Rama. You don't have to accept the Marashal.
Yeah, I mean, but the point is, but the fact is, he's saying it didn't do anything to change the top. All it did is the top didn't change the bottom. And the bottom was Yisr, and it's Tatah. So it automatically becomes, that the top becomes Usr. Why?
Because the Yisr Cham remains an Yisr Cham. So you've placed a Heter Tzone next to an Yisr Cham. And once you do that, you're setting up a Bishul if the Yisr Cham remains Yisr Cham. That's what we'll call it. That's a good name for it. I like that. Now let's go back to the Gemara of Pesachim. The Gemara says Cham l'toch tzonin, according to Shmuel, who holds tatoi gavar. So what happens if the case with Cham goes into the tzonin? And basically the process now is a process, according to Shmuel, of cooling off something. That's hardly bishul. The Gemara says you need klipa. You have to take off the surface level of the head. Why? The adam miyakerle, until it cools off, because again we're holding according to Shmuel that cham l'toch tzonin is a process of adam mekayer. It's cooling off it's cooling off the cham. Is bala le purta.
Everything nice there.
Benir Lefarish, he says, Kaimel in the base hashchita roseach. I don't know what the word roseach means exactly in this context, but when you shecht an animal, the throat, the skin of the animal in that place where the shchita was done is absorbing the dam of the shchita.
Absorbing.
That's called boleach. I don't know, absorbing maybe is not a good word. I never knew exactly how to translate the word bolea into English, because these are very technical terms. But just for the sake of Saberta Ozan, I'll call it an absorption process, or when you take something in, that's called bolea. How much is bolea here? So we paskin that it's kidei klipa.
The clip was on what?
on the skin of the animal. So you're going to have to take off the skin layer, an etzba's worth of this, because that's where the bliya of the dam is. That's the extent of the damage of the bliya's adam. So the Rav asks the following question. B'pshuto tamua. I don't get it. In Beis HaShchita Rotzeach, I mean, as I stated, that Beis HaShchita is Rotzeach, is a Mai Sagile B'Klipa. Why should Klipa be enough? Once you have something Rotzeach, Basar Rotzeach, then the Blia is going to be a complete Blia, a total Blia.
But there's no
Tatora. It's there for my Sagile
Beklipa. There's no Tatora.
No. No, I don't think you have to say Loi Gova. I mean, it's Mamish, you know, it's Roseach. You know, until now we were talking about Roseach, meaning that it remained Cham. But now we're talking about Roseach, that's Mavasha. He says, Al Kochach Tzorch Lomar, Di Ein Pirusha Davi Roseach Mamish. He can't be literal here and say the Beis HaShchit is Mamish Roseach. Ella the Kemosha Dover Roseach Bolea, who did not mean the Beis HaShchit Bolea. He's only using the word Roseach as a borrowed term to convey that what would have been in a Dover Roseach, it would be Bolea. The Beis HaShchit is also Bolea. Yeah, I'm sorry, I apologize. Did you follow his question? You don't have the text in front of you. But wait a second, Jeff, you have it?
Yeah, I have it.
And Sean, you have it too, right? So what are we saying over here? That if we take the Gemara literally, that Beis HaShchit is Roseach, then it should not be sufficient just to remove the klipa. We're going to have to reinterpret. The Gemara means that just like Roseach is Bolea, the Beis HaShchit is Bolea. What kind of Blia is it? It's a Blia of Kedei Klipa. It's not a full-fledged Blia. And where do we find such a thing as a Blia, which is not a full-fledged Blia and it only requires Kedei Klipa? That's the case in the Gemara Pesachim of Cham L'Tov Tzonen, according to Shmuel. Because in Cham L'Tov Tzonen, what's going to happen is that the tzonen on the bottom is going to cool off the cham on top. We're going to require kedei netilas klipa, and the reason for that is because there's going to be some limited blia. So we have two types of blia. We have absolute blia, which asks everything, and that's going to require roseach. Then we have a fallback position, which is not absolute roseach. Can't be equated in any shape or form with Bishul, and in those cases you really have a Bli of Tzonen, so there's no real Bishul, and yet the Rabbanon are going to say that there is such a thing as a Bli of B'miktsas, and that's going to require Kedei Klipa. So you understand what's going on here, Rabbi Moshe. It's not an all or nothing endeavor. You know, either there is Bli because it's Bishul and it's Roseach, or it's nothing at all. But rather is a limited blia, and that's called what? Kedei klipa.
What isra are you talking about?
Basar v'chalav.
How is it basar v'chalav at the point of the shechita? I mean, how?
Oh, you're right. Sorry. I was just talking about the case in Pesachim of Cham L'Tov Tzonin. I didn't know you were talking about the case of the Beis HaShchit. I'm just saying, if Cham L'Tov Tzonin would be, let's say, hot milk going into cold meat, then all you would require what would be Kedei Netila. That's a Miktsas Blia, because we're holding Tatoi Gavar, and basically what's happening is the Cham is being cooled off by the tzonen because it's falling into the tzonen, which is tatoy. In the case of Beis HaShchita, we're not talking about Roseach Mamish, but there's enough of a heat that there's some Miktsas Blia. And for that Miktsas Blia, we have to counter with Kedei Klipa.
But what's the Easter or what's the
answer? In the case of what? Of Cham L'Tov Tzonen or Beis HaShchita?
It's Dam
L'Tov Basa.
Okay.
The boss of the behemoth is now absorbing, again if you can use that word, dam. How much dam is it absorbing? Only a limited amount. What do you mean a limited amount? Either it is bishul and it's bliya, or there's no bishul, there's no bliya. What's this nishtayer, nishtayin? And the answer is, there's such an entity, which is probably midrabanan, which is called a miksas bliya.
So
I'll give you an example. Were you here when we discussed hadacha? Let's say you take a piece of kosher meat and you place it down. Let's say the meat has lachlukas, and you place it down on a trefa kara. Let's say. So the Gemara says you have to take the meat and wash it off. That's also a kind of miktas bliya.
Right.
That even though the kli itself is cold, but since it has a bliya of bas mecholav in it, or nevela, whatever you used it for, then once something that has lachluchas comes in contact, it removes some of the tam from the walls of the kli.
Yeah, but that would
and be, how do you get rid of that tam? Through adocha.
But if that's what's happening in the case of Beis Shechita, that would make that the sakin would also become usher.
Could be, I don't know. Is there a mixus bliya in the sakin? I would say, Adarabba, there should be more of a bliya in the sakin than there is in the Beis Hashkrita.
And it's at the same spot, so it's
going to be the... I think the Gemara takes this up. I don't know if he's going to quote that Gemara. Now, he has a Rambah. The Rambah says the following, Siman Tzadiyah, B'makom sha'abasa tzar klipa, v'lo kalfuhu, u'bishlu kach. So he has meat that requires kidei klipa, and instead of removing the kidei klipa, he cooks it as is. Says the Rambam, muta b'di'evet. And the Achronim say that it's against the Tosis. Tosis says that klipa oseres hafilu b'di'evet. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chidushim quotes the Magen Avraham to be machalik. That only in the case of Tatoi Govar. It's according to Magen Avraham. What is the Magen Avraham saying over here? That in this case, I'm not sure what the case is. Let me just. No, he says that Tatoi Govar. Just one second.
So that would make him be Klipa.
But he's saying that Tatoi Govar is only Lechatchila. But Tosis is addressing a whole different case. Not Tatoi Govar. Maybe he's talking about a case of tzli. So he has two pieces of meat that are grilling together.
No.
One of them is iser and one of them is heter. And if there's a point of contact, so you need kidei klipa. And Tosfos says that klipa is even bidyev. That's a Tosfos daf tzadi vav amid beis. The Ramah is talking about a different case. He's talking about a case of tatoi govar. So the case of Tatoi Govar, the requirement to take off a klipa is only a chumra bi'alma. Why? Because ademokele bola kidei klipa. That even though in Tatoi Govar, which means cham l'tok tzonin, it's cooling it off, the tzonin on the bottom is cooling off the hot on the top, but nevertheless, it hasn't yet cooled off, and there's going to be some sort of miksas bliya. So miksas bliya generates an iser klipa, but that's only lechatchila. But the evidence mutter. So when do we say that, according to Tosis, if there's a kidei klipa's worth, that's aser even b'di'eved? It's not just a chumra. That's a case of tatoi govar. One second. I think I'm missing something. Let's read it again. Dafka lagavi tatoi govar. That's only a chumra. I don't understand why that should be less than the case of Tosfos. Do you have the Tosus? If you could open up the Tosus. Tosus here is, he says it's on Daf Tzadi Vavav and Beis, Dibra Maskel Im Yesh. I'm not sure what the case of Tosus is. Let me just read the next paragraph. Nira Shahukshalo Lavongin Avram Eachasha Dovert Sonin Lamato Maker Lele Ha Elyon Is Mevela Hakol Choshev Tsone Nehech Shaiche Blia Bechai Gavne. So this is the case of Cham Letoch Tsone. So why do you need Klipa? The Tsone is cooling off the Cham. The nearest Shahuk Shalola Mogin Avram to me Acher Shadover Tsonin Milamato Mikri, it gets cold, and not only that, it cools off the Elyon. Mimela Kol Choshev Kitsonin Mehech Shaycha Bulia Bekai Gavna. I don't know, I'm not sure what he's saying here.
That's the same problem as before.
Yeah. I don't have this Tosus. Maybe if I had this Tosus, it might help me. You have it?
Yeah.
How large of a Tosus? Sometimes.
In Yesh.
So what's the case? This is Yerech Shenis Bashel Bagid. In Yesh, this is up. Tipas Kola. Not sure. Okay, Rabosa, I'm going to stop here.
We're leaving us cold.
You're going to have to go through this, you know, by yourself. I can't figure it out unless I go through this Tosus, which I see is an extensive Tosus. Okay then, so let me take this opportunity to thank everyone and wish you a good Shabbos.